Good morning. It's 9:22 a.m. on Tuesday, January the 7th, 2020. So, yeah, I didn't get my words in yet today. I think I'm at... I think I'm at about halfway. I think I've got about 1,000. I forgot to look when I left. But, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning, I've got half my words for the day. I'm going to lose a lot of the day, just because I've got a doctor's appointment at 10 o'clock, which is why I needed to get out early, and why I put the words on hold. So I could get the walk in before I go to the doctor's. I'm going to have to go to the grocery store after I go to the doctor's. We'll see how this all shakes out as the morning unfolds. As long as I can get my 2,000 words in before noon, I'm going to be a happy guy. Tuesday's also trash day. I've put the trash out tonight. I have to remember to write that down. It's also milk order night, so I have to remember to put the milk order. Lots of things I have to remember to do on Tuesdays. And having a doctor's appointment. It's a checkup. It's a 90-day checkup after all of the lymph node discovery. I go back and see the surgeon on the 27th. But it's late in the afternoon. So, where am I? Let's see. I'm well into the Dark Knight Station novel. Yeah, I don't know, a couple thousand words into it. I have an outline, which will shock many. I don't know how closely I'm going to follow the outline, but at least I have an idea of where I thought the story might go. And I kind of like it. I'm still writing it in For the Words, so I'm tracking all my words there. I'm using the gamification to keep me on track. Their tracking tools. Streak. Today is the 86th day in a row I've maintained my streak. I think I went over 250,000 words on Monday. Day 84. Might have been day 85, I don't know. Doesn't matter. It's more than 3K a day. Or, no, that's not correct. It's almost 3K a day. For however long I was doing it. So there's a little impetus there for me to try to push through. I only got 2,500 yesterday, 2,449. I hit my goal, I hit my 2K. But I also started editing Wizard's Butler. And it was just so much fun. I just kept going and going and going and going. I edited until like 10 o'clock last night. I got through 20% of it in like one day. The early chapters look good. The first 20% looks really good. I didn't have to do a lot of changes. There weren't any glaring difficulties with it. I still have some stuff I have to do with it, but the mushy middle is coming up. That's where I did most of the... Oh, I don't know what happens next. So I'll do this. And some of it is sort of gratuitous. I have to see how it looks. It may be gratuitous because I just threw it in, and what I need to do is boost it up so it's no longer looking like it's pasted in. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. It's like... My goal is 10% a day, and it's about 500 words. 500 pages. It's 120,000 words. About 500 pages. So if I get, 50 pages a day, that's 10% a day. That's my editing goal. I doubled my editing goal. I hit my goal for both days yesterday. Yesterday and today, so I'm in good shape. Process is working. It's funny. The actual temperature this morning is cooler, colder, 40 degrees. Yesterday was actually the temperature at my house yesterday was like 42, 44, but the wind was cutting. So the wind chill made it feel a whole lot colder. This morning I'm walking along, I don't have my gloves on, I don't have either of my hoods up, I've got my coat unzipped, sun is warm on my face. It's a beautiful morning this morning, it's gorgeous out here. And yet it's 2 degrees, 3 degrees colder than, well, 5 degrees colder than it was yesterday. So it just sort of emphasizes, I need to pay a little more attention to the wind. This is quite lovely. I'm feeling quite invigorated by getting out, getting moving, getting the blood flowing. I'm looking around, there's some lenticular clouds off over the mountains. It's a lot of obvious jet traffic moving up there today. Lots of condensation trails. And it's quiet. It's the even the traffic on West 20th was pretty quiet for Tuesday morning. It's I guess I'm in that sweet spot between people doing their late morning errands and the people commuting. If you'd put your blinker light on first, I'd have been able to let you go. Guy pulled up to the stop sign and I looked over. He didn't have a blinker light on, so I just walked over. I figured he was going to go straight. Then he put the blinker light on. It's like, dipshit. My carrying capacity for silliness is somewhat reduced, having spent the last 2 days trying to understand why 5 experienced independent authors, people who have in their combined experience over 30 years, over 60 books, would have that consensus opinion overturned by, I'm not going to say a complete neophyte, because that's not true, it's not fair. But I look at the individual who's making these decisions and I'm thinking, okay, 4 books since 2014. I did that my first year in 2007. I've got that many books in the input queue now. What is it? And the people that I'm with, the people that I'm talking with who've reached this consensus are all newer. Well, no, not all. One of them's actually been in it a couple years longer than I have. And yet, our consensus opinion is considered to be less valuable than someone who hasn't published a book yet. Or somebody who's only published one. Or the person who's moderating the conversation who's published 4 in 7 years. 6 years. So I'm looking at that going, okay, I missed a memo. I've lost some sort of bubble. I'm going to step back and tend to my knitting. But it keeps coming back. Really? This is where you want to go with this? Okay. No, I'm not talking about CIFWA, because I've learned not to talk about CIFWA. I don't talk about CIFWA. Am I still recording? Apparently. Okay. I had no reason to suspect that I wasn't, but I just thought I would check just for chucks and jollies. So, I've got a bunch of stuff to read now. I've got I got a colleague who's looking for some feedback on one of his books. I thought I had uploaded it last night, but I didn't see it in my queue this morning, so I don't know if my Kindle app hasn't synced or it failed or something else. I'll have to check that out later. Coming up, want to get ready. Stay with me. Monk Post. Okay. Oh, shoot. It said okay. So, I still haven't gotten back on the treadmill, although I have started doing my sit-ups and push-ups and leg lifts. So, I'm feeling a little bit stronger in my upper body, a little bit stronger in my core. I'll find out whether or not I've damaged myself with a month of eating dangerously. When I go to the doctors this morning, they'll undoubtedly have me weigh in. We'll see how much the damage was. I don't think it's very much. Probably a couple pounds. Those will come back off easy. I just have to, do it. Which means I really have to get back on the treadmill in the evening, but I did want to sort of ease into it, because I really can't afford to get, overextended. I need to get consistency. And so start-stop is not my goal. That's why I got out early this morning, so I didn't miss today. I'm trying to work this jigsaw of things I want to accomplish in a day, things I have to accomplish in a day, and things that I need to accomplish in terms of self-care. It was one of the things that I did a Facts of Indie Life document, just to get it all written down, just to get it all onto the page. And one of the things is that keeps coming up is that I keep running across people who haven't published a book yet, or maybe have published one, and they're really stressed out over the fact that they're spending 95% of their time marketing and they're not getting any uptake and they're not getting any writing done. And in large part, they're all doing pretty much the same thing, which is spending 95% of their marketing and not getting any writing done. And along the way, they're ignoring self-care. They're ignoring the idea that taking care of yourself, putting your mask on first, putting your own mask on first, is actually the right first thing. And I understand it because I used to do it. I used to say, "Oh no, okay, I'll wait. I'll do me later." That's interesting. I think that's the guy. There's a guy walking the dog across the street. And one of the things that made me think that taking this 2-mile walk in the morning was probably a good idea was it. When I was taking the kids to school, I used to see this guy walking every day. He had a pair of headphones that were apparently a radio or something, because it had an antenna sticking out of one ear. Not on his ear, but on the headphones. So I was, and he lives right around the corner over here. I saw him walking home and going in one day. I think that was the guy. He was just walking the other direction with his dog on the other side of the street. I think that was the guy, because I thought those were his headphones. Anyway, I digress. So I used to be guilty of this, so it's sort of like I'm particularly sensitive to it, because I'm trying to get better at it. And everybody should get better at it, because I need to get better at it, so everybody has to do it. So I have to be reading the other guy's book. I've got to get that done. I went and my friend Isaac Scher has been grinding through a romantic travelogue that is really, it started out really rough. He's been working on it for a long time. He had brain cancer in the middle, but he's apparently cancer-free at the moment. They got the tumor out. He went through a long, difficult recuperation. And he writes brilliant essays. The problem, of course, is that nobody reads essays. There's virtually no market for essays. So that frustrated him, because he writes beautiful essays. Just went back to my Facts of Life indie edition. If you write something nobody reads, nobody will read it. Well, he's doing this travelogue, this romantic travelogue. Started out rough. He's come a long way. Good morning.
Nice day for a walk, finally, hey?
Hey, I hear that. Seen this guy a couple times. He's got strength bands wrapped around his shoulders. I don't know if he's using them or just keeping his hands still. Old guy, big white walrus mustache. I have to be careful of that because he's like probably my age. Walking up past the park. There's still a lot of snow around. There's not so much here in the park where there's sun. Oh, there's a loose dog. Oh no, it wasn't a strength band, it was the guy's. This is the leash. Because that's his dog. Stop so that he would. I thought I usually saw him with the dog, so that was a little concerned. I was a little confused when I saw him walking without the dog this morning. Then I realized the dog is the one that's out here. I could hear him calling. I never saw the dog would stop and look. The dog ran up to me like, "Oh, wait a minute, you're not him." So I stood still so that he could take a moment and hear his master's voice. So I'm working up a sweat. I have to change my shirt before I go to the doctor's. So I've been reading his, and I compare his first chapter to this latest chapter. He's like up to chapter 22. I read the first chapter, the second, compared to the current chapter, and it's like day and night. The first chapter is forced, it's hackneyed, it's trying too hard. And chapter 22 is smooth and relaxed, and the story flows, the dialogue moves. It's still a little bit self-conscious, but He's come so far. It's really nice to see somebody improve like that. It's been months. I mean, he's been at this for over a year, but he had time out for medical. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.